Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And our dialogue today is about scams.
恭喜现在所有正在收听 Pop-Up 中文的用户们，你们刚中了联合国大奖。
喂，别跳！你们都别管我，我的钱全部被骗光了。你的人生是有价值的。而且你刚中了联合国大奖400万，
你们都是些骗子，
我是来救你的命，也给你带来一个惊喜，今天下午就可以转账给你。你先从阳台上下来，去拿你的银行卡。
Cultural note.In China, the spammers are Nigerian.
我觉得哪儿都有
荷兰
多的。
It's 荷兰。
对对。
Kaiser's homeland.
还有安徽。
But mostly Kaiser's criminal homeland.
Anyway, we're not going to give you guys a line-by-line for the dialogue.
And
it's fairly straightforward. I mean,
yeah,
there's a
honestly,
bit of tricky vocab.
This is pretty much all vocab, you know.
Yeah. We do want to spend this lesson, though, and we want to talk a bit about kind of scams in China. And to follow this conversation, you're going to need to know 5 words.
第一个最重要的，骗。
To scam.
骗。
And notice that if we're making a noun out of this, you say...
都加一个子，骗子。
Yeah. If you use 人 instead...
骗人。
Then you're saying...To scam people.
It's a verb. Yeah.
对。骗。骗子。骗人。
And in the dialogue, we get 骗光。
Yeah. To be completely
scammed. To get scammed all away.
积蓄,所有的积蓄都被骗光了。
Yeah.
你们都别管我,我的钱全部被骗光了。
Next up, we have...
转账
transfer in the account.
Yeah, any kind of account transfer it could、
yeah.
be.
今天下午就可以转账给你。
转账。经常可能你在手机里，如果你用中国的这个手机，就会发现有一些这种信息来，就说啊，请给某某某账户转账。
Right.
Right.
It's so bad in China that if you want to transfer any money to anyone, they will actually ask you, do you know this person?
It's, yeah,
and the last year. Yes. If you use ATM,
it's
not a problem. But if you use the bank's counter, it will ask you to sign a contract.
Yeah. And meanwhile, if you're going to an ATM machine, I mean, I actually will listen to music while withdrawing money because you cannot approach a frigging ATM without hearing the, you know, 某某派出所问信
提醒你。不要给陌生人转账。
Yeah.
今天下午就可以转账给你。
转账。
Next up.
中奖。
To win a prize.
Yeah. This was in our dialogue. Be careful, as Echo says.
对，第一个字的这个发音，中。
你的人生是有价值的。而且你刚中了联合国大奖。
中奖。
Next up.
惊喜。
Brennan didn't want to include this. He thinks it's too easy.
Well, I respect you too much, listeners.
Brennan says that every beginner textbook has this word. Mine didn't, so we stuffed it in.
I don't know.
What is it again, Echo?
惊喜。
我是来救你的命，也给你带来一个惊喜。
It's a pleasant surprise.
It's not necessarily pleasant.
Oh, it could be shocking. Yeah, it's usually.
Actually,
一般都是好的。
It's usually pleasant.
对呀、啊，惊有惊有吃惊的部分，还有高兴的部分，
yeah.
惊喜。
Yeah. Yeah.
To give someone a pleasant surprise.
对，给你一个惊喜。
Yes.
嗯。
One more word.
安利
Amway
这是唯一的一个 这个商品的品牌的名字，因为它实在在中国是太有太能代表这个。
And they have got tentacles everywhere. I mean, especially in second-tier cities. Amway.
骗，转账，中奖，惊喜，安利。
We wanted to spend a bit of time today talking about scams because in China, you can't avoid them.
对，不管你是用手机，然后每天看短信也好，或者是你坐地铁，出了地铁口就有人发给你这个安利的传销的广告啊什么的，
yeah.
都会有。
Yeah, and it's funny to me because I heard an American who just arrived in China complaining about the tea house scam that gets run at Wang Fujian.
对，这个叫什么茶室这种。
Whatever, yeah. But,
茶楼。
You know, but he really took this personally. You know, like, God, they came after me because I was a foreigner. I was like, oh, man, there are scams everywhere.
单身的男士吧都会找应该。
Yes.
就是你一个男的走过去。
But, I mean, especially foreign males because we're dumb. And
I think what's interesting about China for me on the scam front is that the scams are different.And, you know, in our dialogue, we had the winning the United Nations prize, which is, that's a foreign scam. I've never had the United Nations scam in Chinese. It's different in China. Same thing with, like, Nigerian scammers. Scammers in China they don't say they're from Nigeria.
Yeah, conflict diamonds.
他们一般也不是从尼日利亚来的，一般都是中国人。
Right, so, or people will blame the Japanese.
我在中国一般比较典型的这个骗局有几种吧，一种就是比如说短信上说可能他从什么地方买到了一些你的资料，所以他知道你的名字，比如谁谁谁啊，你的这个儿子在什么郑州啊什么出事了，现在急需你给这个银行账户打多少多少钱，我们救你儿子的命。或者是比如说电话。
By the way, I just got to cut in there.Way to pick Zhengzhou. It's Henan, man. They get it every time.
然后或者是比如说你接到一个电话，可能电话里会说什么某某法院给你发了一张传票，你需要在两三天之内就是解决这个事情什么之类的。
So this 中奖 is not as common in China, I think, as abroad.
对，我觉得大家可能现在都不太信中奖，中奖应该是以前的。
Yeah.
That was stage one. China has leapt past the United States.
30 years of reform and opening up.
It's called leapfrog development.
Exactly. Now, the 传票 thing, I'd like to hear you explain.
我一般只听了第一句，就开头那个，比如什么朝阳法院给您发了一张传票，然后我就把电话挂了。
But how would it work?I mean, if this were a real thing.
可能是让你打一个电话号码，我觉得一般是。然后你打这个电话号码，他就可能把你的这个账上的钱都骗掉了。
But if this were a real thing, you know, like if the court really had sent me this thing.
那我觉得他应该是发给你，不是说给你打一个电话。
I think on a related note, actually, there are lots of scams here where people will impersonate the cops or the authorities over the phone.I've heard of some cases actually in Beijing where they had people impersonating utility maintenance officers coming to people's apartments to swap out utility equipment with really shoddy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
People were stealing these expensive meters and replacing them with cheap ones.
This is also possible.
Yeah.
But I was the first time I heard of
it. There was an even better case. This was like 5 or 6 years ago.Where some scammers dressed up, like they rented black Audis, they drove to some 县城 in Sichuan.
假装自己是领导。
Not 领导。They went to the local officials, and they said that they were from the Central Party Discipline Committee. 党监委。You know, that is to say, they were...
You guys have really 中奖了啊。
Well, it's, you know, we are in charge of investigating you for corruption. Show us your accounts. And then they cleaned these guys out and vanished.
这个挺好的。这有点劫富济贫的意思。
Yeah. Except, you know, they didn't actually help the poor. It was mostly...
Well, let's finish off by talking a bit about An Li here. Because that was a big deal in China.
Still is in some places.
特别是在这个地铁口啊什么你就能看到。然后我觉得好像这些传销的人就是他们经常会拉一些比如说什么刚毕业大学生啊或者是在校大学生这种的、
yeah.
就拉进他们的这个传销组织以后、
嗯、
就是不让他们走，然后呢每天就像邪教一样那种。
It is. Yeah, I mean, they have these like group, you know, team spirit building events and things like that. But yeah, it's really evil. I mean, they go after, like you said, fresh graduates. They trade on the fact that it's an international company. So, you know, because a Chinese company might screw you, but an international company you can trust. It's really evil.
But a great name.
Yeah.
骗转账中奖惊喜安利。
喂，别跳，你们都别管我，我的钱全部被骗光了。你的人生是有价值的，而且你刚中了联合国大奖400万，你们都是些骗子，我是来救你的命，也给你带来一个惊喜，今天下午就可以转账给你。你先从阳台上下来，去拿你的银行卡。
Well, I mean, Seneca's talked about this. I personally think that Chinese people have a very different moral compass when it comes to treating family and treating outsiders.
Well, it's not just Chinese people. It's any post-communist state. You see the same thing in Eastern European countries. The family unit is the thing. But, you know, even before that, you get the saying in Chinese, you know, 害人之心不可有.
防人之心不可无.
Right. So, you know, malice towards none, but defense against all, or something like that.
Okay. Anyway, that's all the time we have today. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have thoughts or comments on scams in China, do leave them in the comments section. I think this can be an interesting discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for listening.